I guess as we kind of look forward to the Jets now, you know, they have done a really good job of adding some new guys, particularly offensive skill guys, to their football team. And not a lot of them. Some of them got a chance to play a little bit last week, but I would expect they would play more in this upcoming game. So, and so we'll have it's a really good game for us to play. We've got the quarterbacks, Geno Smith and Michael Vick, and last week Sims, who played quite a bit. So it'll be a great challenge for us defensively. We know their defense against our offense and their explosive front group, a physical group, and you know, how they play up front is going to be a good match for our players.
Showed that leak that you had talked about in that first game. Is that how you viewed it? Did you kind of see what you were looking for out of him in that first game?
Well, I think he continues. He does keep doing good things, and you know, we're going to keep pressing him and keep, you know, giving him opportunity to do those things and keep growing and but, you know, coming on as a rusher is important for us, that he continues to take positive steps.
Throw another guy over, that's kind of exactly what you envision when you draft somebody like that.
Well, that's a good part of it, you know what I mean? The fact that he can extend and roll, you know, kind of roll through the hips and so forth and use that power and leverage. But, you know, he also has great speed and long arms and those kind of traits that the good pass rushers have. And you got to continue. Nobody has worked harder at, you know, working with moves and so forth that way, the pass rush progression, and what he has done, you know, and trying to improve his repertoire of moves and reaction and counters and so forth all the time.
How much more does he have to kind of finish some of that too? I know we talked earlier about just being right there sometimes, getting to the quarterback, maybe overrunning him, but just not quite getting there for the second.
Well, again, you know, I don't know about overrunning the quarterback, because defense wants to overrun and always surround, and because the next guy should make the play. But he just has to keep, you know, it's part of playing and playing hard and finishing the snap each and every down. And, you know, there's a step that's got to be taken from a rusher from out here in practice, where we don't want anybody around, trying to keep people from being pushing into the quarterback and, to having the live opportunity come the games.
You talk about how this team adjusts with Marvin Jones missing at least a couple few games. Just some guys are looking to see step up with him out.
Well, we got a lot of time between now and then to see what happens. And so there's a lot of different players and different combinations of players and personnel and so forth that we'll use. And, you know, they're out there practicing right now, all trying to earn opportunity.
Mike, you were talking with Margus with that gradual climb. It was expected. That's why you guys drafted him so high. How often do you see a young guy just do something in a preseason game that totally changes the evaluation you had of him?
Well, I don't know if you have total change, but I think, you know, you just want to keep seeing the progress. You know, the things that from out here on the field to going out there when it's live, and then he has something to continue to build upon, and because it's hard to keep them working at their craft out here when they need to stay away from the quarterback. You know, it's kind of the opposites. And now all of a sudden, now it's time to make sure we finish the whole thing and so forth. Because there's some violence to play in that spot, that some recklessness that needs to occur, that it's okay to have that recklessness when it's live out there, but we don't want to quite have that degree of recklessness here. So, I don't think it's, where I could recall saying, hey, that's really, boy, that really shocks me one way or another. But, you know, we're pleased with where he is and just have to keep going.
Preseason by nature is rather forgettable. Are there any moments or plays from past preseason that really stand out in your mind? Are they gone as soon as the game's gone?
Well, no, I think we've had, you know, guys make, you know, plays in the preseason that have helped them stay around here. A lot, and I think that's important. You know, this is a great opportunity for them to show. You know, that's the one thing, you know, we've tried to do as a coaching staff is give these guys an opportunity to play. You know, as long as mentally they can handle it and they're not going to, you know, hurt the football team that way. We, you know, they know what to do, I guess is what I'm getting at. We've given them an opportunity to go in and play, which for them, I mean, that's all they can ask for. As a chance to get themselves out there on tape and show if there's not enough opportunity here, maybe it happens somewhere else. So I hope we've given guys, you know, those kind of opportunities, you know, that way in order to show well.
There's always chatter about the future of the preseason and the NFL going forward. If it were to trim to, say, two games, how challenging would that be for coaches to having to adjust to getting to see enough tape of guys and things like that?
Well, it would be a challenge, and I think, you know, what everyone would work to do is try to work against another team, you know, maybe two teams, possibly, you know, but you'd want other exposure against guys in other helmets. Not necessarily has to be live, but it's great for, I think, for the skill players to work against the different configurations, different coverages, different plays, the unfolding schemes and passing concepts and so forth. So you would look in the tempo and so forth. So you'd probably look to do a little bit more of that if they cut back that way.
I know last year you guys did joint practices with Atlanta, and you obviously know Rex fairly well. Were you guys close to getting
there? Rex and I, yeah, we were pretty close, and we just kind of fell apart at the last second. So because it's, again, obviously Rex and I, you know, work together and they're good friends, and a lot of our coaches have worked with their coaches, and, you know, Mark was a part of that staff and so forth. So I thought I was a good, you know, Marty Morning, we've been friends for a long time. So I thought it'd be another good working relationship where our coaches, you know, would know their coaches enough, and we could get it done and do that. But it kind of fell apart at the end. Yeah, you know, they're, you know, it just, you know, I think both teams have to agree and work out. It worked out great for us last year, and maybe in the future it'll work out, you know, again.
What are your impressions of Ryan Hewitt so far?
I think Ryan has really done a nice job for us. I think he's handled things well. You know, he's playing, you know, tight end, H-back, fullback, whatever you want to call those positions we have. And he's handled it well, I think, both physically and mentally. And, you know, I think as a receiver, he's done a nice job. As an interior blocker, he's done a good job. He continues to do that. And I really think he's got a bright future.
How much do you expect Andy to play Saturday?
You know, we'll see. 20, 15, 20, 25 plays. I don't know. I'll, you know, we'll see how the game goes and how we are when we put the team together on Saturday to see who's out there, who's suited up and who's not. Then I'll determine how much and when to take him out. It's kind of how I do it. You know, when I've seen enough, then, you know, then I start, you know, substituting players.
What is Daniel Manning given to you? Do you think he's come on? He seems to have been kind of the last couple of weeks since he gets his legs up.
Well, I think Danielle, you know, being a veteran player coming out of a different scheme, having to make the transition from terminology and so forth with this technique compared to what it was called before in his background. And I think he's done a good job, you know, understanding the concepts more. Obviously, he feels, you know, comfortable around Vance, but getting to know the rest of the nuances of the defense that he's had a chance to do. And he plays fast. And I think that's what shows his veteran, you know, his experience, you know, allows him to go out there and play fast. He knows this is a very competitive, you know, situation. And, you know, so he brings that to the table. And, you know, I thought he, you know, really stepped up and played well, you know, when the lights come on.
What are you looking for out of that safety squad that you didn't get last year?
I don't know which safety spot are you referring to?
The other one,
obviously, Rich. Well, I was pleased with what George Iloka did last year. So, you know, I would expect George in his second year now as a starter to continue to progress and have more opportunity and have a chance to make more plays. But the thing he did is he closed that field for us. and that's what's key. And, you know, he didn't come up with many interceptions, if he had one at all. I can't remember if he had one or what he did. But you know, maybe there's more ball. Maybe there's more opportunity there. And but the thing is, the ball gets closed down the middle of the field. That's good when we're supposed to be. And if we're in a half or whatever coverage we're on, he goes out and executes the coverage and did a nice job. He played all year with a broken hand. And, you know, I think this coming year, you know, obviously he's healthy now. It should make a big difference in everything he's doing. But I thought he did a good job of tackling and really playing with somewhat a maimed limb. And so, you know, we're expecting, you know, George to continue to grow.
Kind of backtracking a little bit, you mentioned the hybrid tight end, H-back, fullback position. Is that something do you like that, the versatility of that, or do you kind of have that old school and you still like that power fullback type player?
Well, I think we have, you know, I think we want a little combination of both. So I guess we probably want more of that guy that can add pressure on the defense. You know, that way, but be an effective blocker, but also add pressure in matches, you know, in the matchups versus the defense. So, and I think Ryan can provide a little bit of that. He's an excellent receiver of the ball. And, you know, it's just not been too big for him. And I think as he grows and he's fortunate enough to stay around here, I think by next year we'll have a real, real, real big physical man. He's going to be a big person.
Has your attitude on that position changed a little bit as the game has kind of changed in the last even 4 or 5 years?
I don't know that my attitude has changed much. I think it's just a matter of when you put your team together, because again, a guy like that can make the 46-man roster stronger too if he's filling roles on special teams as well. And I think Ryan has a good opportunity to do that as well for us. He did, you know, Orson has done that in the past, and he's in a, you know, he's in a dogfight with these other guys who've come on, and that's what you want for your football team, that we have competition and opportunity for guys to go out and prove that they belong to stay.
How's Newhouse? Is he okay?
I don't know. He's got a sore shoulder. That's how Newhouse is.
Any updates on Jason Campbell, when you expect to see him again, at least working?
As soon as the trainers feel like he's good enough to go. I mean, come on.
but getting back to what Paul was talking about, the H-back and everything, I guess it's such a delicate thing because you're looking for a, because that lead guy, if he's going to be a lead fullback 1 minute, and then the next minute he might be in space.
It puts pressure on the defense. That puts, you know, pressure on the defense of what he can do. If he can go out there and handle, you know, as we did with Tyler last year, different things. You know, we didn't put Tyler in that direct downhill lead situation very often, but, you know, he was part of a lot of interior runs. And you know, that can add, you know, it adds different things, flexibility, the ability to make him have two edges, and which expands the defense, provides more opportunity in the middle of the defense.
1 minute. Jason can't go. Do you think Tyler Wilson is far enough along in his crash course to see snap side?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Tyler's really, you know, you're sitting on the street. You learn fast, you know. And obviously, you know, you're again, anytime you put a quarterback in a game, the offense is what the quarterback is and what he knows. And so that's the way it works for any quarterback. And, you know, or linebacker, whatever position we put them out there for, you know, we only can do what they know. And I don't care whether you're playing cornerback or quarterback. That's important to us. So that's why. But I do think he's come in and he's been, you know, he's been able to learn, you know, things to go out and operate. And, you know, second and a half day here, he you know, had plays in practice, and you know, he handled the verbiage and the terminology well, and you know, anything adjustments he needed to make, he did a good job.
You worried about Matt Scott's pregame meal at all? Or?
No, I'm not.